Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 23rd of May, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Why not choose the number one rated health center in the whole area? Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Do you have a national day out there?
I do. I have two of them. We have National Lucky Penny Day and National Taffy Day.
Taffy.
Taffy.
Taffy comes from where? I got to look it up. Taffy was like when you think about, let's see what it says. In the United States, made by stretching or pulling a sticky mass of boiled sugar, butter, or vegetable oil flavorings and colorings until it becomes aerated, resulting in a light, fluffy, and chewy candy.
I don't know, most of the taffy.
But there's saltwater taffy.
Most of the taffy I've eaten hasn't been soft and fluffy. It's been like you bite into it. And it hangs onto your teeth and rips the fillings out.
But there's some, I remember one place, I don't know, we performed at a fair or something. It was like home of the world famous original taffy something. I'll
taffy
find it.
Taffy pole? That's what they call them, taffy poles.
I always thought, we always got them in the little tiny wrapped up candies.
What's the weather look like?
Good morning, good Monday morning, everybody. We've got a lot to cover today. Sunny with a high of 93, overnight lows of 64. Tuesday calls for hot days with 98. Wednesday hot with 103. I'm not ready. Hello. I'm triple layer today, I guess. What? 103 on Wednesday. Thursday, mostly sunny with a 94, and Friday, 86, partly sunny. And the weather is brought to you by, and there's a red flag warning right now, heat advisory, because it is 93 with 10 to 13 miles, gusts up to 20. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And, of course, we had a wonderful, all of the rodeo. And I just have to share with you that, you know, very successful Chicks and Chaps on Friday afternoon. Friday morning was the pancake breakfast, and pancake breakfast was so windy, a different location. I was out there for a little bit, but you probably just were going to ask me about what Chicks and Chaps is.
Yeah, and for people, there are people that don't know, probably.
It's an organization that's started out of Montana, and it's breast cancer, because Friday's Think Pink Day for the rodeo. This is a breast cancer awareness luncheon where we had Dr. Osgood this time, who is an oncologist here, a surgical oncologist, speak for about 45 minutes to an hour. So there are several women. I mean, we have it down. I think there's 50 or 60 only tickets that are sold. So it's just, and this year, it was at Rodeo Flats. It's moved to various locations, and they're not at every rodeo. So Reading Rodeo was selected, and I've been involved ever since it started, I think 10, maybe 11, 12 years ago, somewhere in there. But it's this luncheon that happens on Fridays. And again, it's only women, and there's speakers, and we have a good time, and there's a rodeo clinic, and it's everything. So this time, it was on, of course, this last Friday, and we had the pancake breakfast. The winds, the gales were up to, I don't know what it was, and I emceed. So it's a four, usually it starts at 12, but on Friday it started at 10, right after the pancake breakfast, and it went from 10 to 2, and then turned around and went to the rodeo that night. So I just know, I don't know about any of you, but if you've ever had allergies or anything like that in the wind, I took my antihistamine. So my trauma and joy at the same time was Friday night singing the national anthem and coming out after the complete beautiful arena was set, the sun's just setting over the stands. You've got the Marines out. It's just so the honor. You can feel the honor. They've just done the prayer. It's quiet. And then they introduce the national anthem, and then I start to sing. And the culmination of the wind and the dryness and all of that, you know, and as a singer, as if you know, like you get the one spot where you're singing at a wedding and all of a sudden it's blah. But the joy and the feeling of the entire rodeo this year, I think, was really spectacular. Record numbers, Friday and Saturday night sold out. It was truly tremendous. And Chicks and Chaps was very successful. We have a belt buckle they make only for Chicks and Chaps. And so every year that's auctioned off. I was lucky enough to be the recipient for the second year, 2013, my belt buckle. And this year it was auctioned off for $2,000. Which was really a nice sizable amount. And like I said, the women, it's just really a beautiful. Dr. Osgood is such a wonderful addition to the Reading area.
On the rodeo, I didn't know you were finished. During the rodeo, on Friday night, and I think everybody knows this, everybody, if you haven't seen the video clips or you haven't seen the news, a bull decided to leave the arena and did. And the thing is, when the bull came out, it was bucking, and it was bucking really high. And then the rider who ended up winning the bull riding event stayed on him until, at the end when the whistle blew. The bull turned, trotted along the chutes, went right for, and so how can I tell you exactly where it is? If you know where Rodeo Flats is and where the mutton busting is, if you just go around the corner there just a little bit, right in the beginning of the largest section there in Rodeo Flats, and then the bull, and I'm watching it, and its head was up, and one of the pickup guys saw it too, and he is spurring his horse toward there, and his rope is out because he's looking at it too, and that bull didn't even hesitate. It just launched itself over the railing into the crowd. Now, it went through that section and made a right turn, and the gate was open. Now, the gate's open so people can walk back and forth. A lot of times that gate is closed and people have to walk up a flight of stairs and over the alley where they move the animals back and forth from one set of corrals down into where the chutes are. Well, it was open, and the bull took the exit with the and I'll tell you what, the bullfighters, those young men that tried, to protect the bull riders, they launched themselves when that bull went over the top into the crowd and then made his escape. The bullfighters were right behind him. You know, they scaled the wall there. And off they went, and they were chasing them. And then the picket men had to get out from the other end, and then they were off. But from the time the bull left to the time they had it corralled and roped and were pulling it into a trailer, a stock trailer, was about 8 minutes. No serious injuries. One person was taken to the hospital with minor injuries and then released. So, you know what? God was looking down, because 2,000 pounds of bull coming into that part of the arena, the gate being opened, and then the quick actions of everybody there. So, was it kind of exciting? Yes. And I ran out with some of the other, Reading Rodeo Association guys, and we run out to, following, and then it's the bull was gone at that point. And the other thought I had was, what happens if I catch this bull? I mean,
yeah, what
am I
going to
do? What am I going to do?
I was 100 yards away.
I'm 100 feet away. You weren't 100 yards. You were like 100 feet.
And Mike Hoover was my date that night. So we sat there. I mean, I hit the ground. soon as that happened, I hit the ground. Like, as soon as I could not believe this bull was like a gazelle. It did not, the hooves, no, it jumped over the fence.
That fence is over 8 feet
and we
tall.
Were like, we were all in shock. The announcer said, go up to the stands. And I thought, I'm going to just stay right here and try to hide behind this, you know, the Rodeo Flats now are no longer the fold them out chairs. It's like theater seating. So they're, screwed into the cement. And I thought, well, I could hide between the seat and the fence. Where the cameraman was, that was in the Cowboy
Channel.
Get
behind the cameraman.
But anyway, it was exciting, and at the same time, it's like, you know, it's live. You're dealing with animals, so you just never know what's going to happen. But it was, again, it was well attended. I cannot believe how hard people work in order to get that off. And I sang the national anthem Friday and Saturday night, so that means I got to go behind the chutes. And I really got to see the bull riders and the bucking, bronking, or whatever you want to call them, cowboys getting ready. It was like the gladiators getting ready before they hit the arena. It was, from that aspect, was very interesting. We're seeing the announcers and, the guys that are back in the blue that are the fight the bulls, the clowns, all of the work that goes into it. It's a pretty amazing experience and a culture that is different than what we see from the stands.
You know, the,
we're over time.
Yeah, we got to take a break here, but you're right. It is, you know, when they're putting on their, and it is like body armor in some cases, you know, around their elbows and things. So, and plus they're taping themselves up from all the injuries they've had. But it was indeed a great rodeo. Sold out for two nights. Great entertainment. Like we said, some excitement. How do you say this? Yeah, no serious injuries. No, and you know, something that happens so rarely. And, by the way, the bull then was taken out of the bucking string. And I mean, the only thing you have to say is where they're back there talking about, hey, if you go to this spot. And by the way, it was Stephanie Bridget's, campaign sign that was there is bent a little bit where that bull went straight over it. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have any fires. One of the many things I'd like to do as a supervisor is to craft an ordinance to reduce the fuel loads on the federal lands within our county. I would encourage private landowners to reduce the loads on their properties too, but would not burden them with an ordinance, just the federal government with the lands that they manage. We need to get the feds to reduce the risk of fire in our county, not go begging for dollars after we have another disaster. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kelstrom, Supervisor, District 5. Hey Shasta County, Chris Kelstrom here again. I'm hearing a lot of stories on the campaign trail from citizens who have been told by the county that their sheds are too big and their patio or deck needs a permit. Kiddie pools, dog houses, and even a covered wood pile have been mentioned as instances of grief received from the county. If we are using county equipment and personnel to catch tax-paying citizens doing small improvements on their own property while we ignore large-scale marijuana grows and transient camps, our priorities need to change. Let's work to make our county better and stop burdening our already overtaxed citizens. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kelstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The pandemic has taken a toll on our country.
The Dow plunging hundreds of points, its worst showing of the year.
A shaky economy, financial strain, all made worse by politicians trying to take advantage.
California, New York, a lot of the blue states where businesses are really struggling to find people. And so what can they do?
Homelessness, rising crime, constitutional rights infringed upon by shutting down schools, churches, and small businesses.
There's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty at the kitchen table.
Now is the time to stand up for community. Now is the time to move people forward.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm not a politician. I'm a lifelong Shasta resident, and I don't recognize what our community has become. I'm running to lead with backbone. I'll prioritize public safety and make our community more affordable.
Our local leaders have let us down. We can do better.
Let's bring the North State back.
Paid for by committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents live on stage Mel Brooks' madcap comedy, Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Young Frankenstein, May 6th through the 29th. Tickets at the box office on Bocelli Lane or online at axreptheater.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Can you hear me okay? Hello, Liam. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. You got to turn on your microphone.
I can hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, yeah.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. Hey, you fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines, and with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Redding. Okay, we've talked about the rodeo weekend.
What'd you think of the pancake breakfast in the new location?
Well, you know what? It was our... Okay.
Can I opt out for bad weather?
Yeah, you can opt
I can't.
Next year, I can opt out
I,
for
I didn't. I left at 8 because I knew I had to MC Chicks and Chaps. It was cold. It was windy. I hate to be that person, but, you know, I was thinking about where we were. We're right behind the Whistles. In case you were listening, we're right behind the Whistles.
We had.
And yeah, we you would hear the William Tell Overture loudly. We couldn't hear ourselves think. But I wonder, I mean, I'm just curious what people thought of the new location. Was it cold to you? I mean, like, was there a place to sit in the sun to have the pancakes? And, of course, we like, it's a great community event, but it was a new experience.
Well, every new experience is. The thing that we need to know is, you know, Dave Tappan, who is in charge of the media there for all of us, he said, okay, we want all you here in this one location. And, okay, so Billy and Patrick kind of got in between the two, on the street right there. We were right on the corner. Don Burton was on across the street on his corner. And we had moved out, but then the wind's blowing, so we just moved our table and all of our stuff around the corner so we wouldn't hit the wind. And the wind blew so hard that morning that it just blew all over the pop-ups at the other place, at the other stations, flags going down. You know, it was just, it was like a wind funnel there. Now, you're absolutely right. Right behind those whistles, because they started playing music, the William Tell Overture. And Dave said, I didn't know they were going to be playing music. So next year, if we're there, I think it's a good location. I think it's kind of a good location.
I'd be curious. I'd like to take a poll.
I don't, but it'd be parking. You know, the parking, they let everybody park free that day.
Right.
Till like noon or something like that. So that's kind of cool, you know, the K2 guys. And then, how about last year we were at the Civic? Did you like that? You remember that?
No.
Yeah, the Civic. Remember, we were out there last year, because of the, he had to spread people out more. So they had the tables all spread out.
Don't I remember that? Was I there?
I don't know. And then the year before that, we didn't have it.
Well, he's been down at the Gulch.
Yeah. So, but was it, okay, but let's get to the serious stuff. How was the pancakes? How was the sausage?
Sure that was great.
That was great.
And the Cowboys always do a great job.
And there were plenty of places to sit there wasn't any wind. And you could sit in the sun there. It was nice. So their handling of it was great. It was just the weather, as we were told by many people, kind of kept them away. All right.
Monkeypox. World Health Organization does not have evidence that the monkeypox virus has mutated. A senior executive of the UN agency said on Monday morning, noted the infectious disease that is endemic in West and Central Africa has tended not to change. This guy Lewis, head of the smallpox secretariat, which is part of the WHO emergency program, told a briefing that mutations are typically lower with this virus, although genome sequencing of cases will help inform understanding of the current outbreak.
Okay, what is monkeypox? It's an infectious disease caused by the monkeypox virus that can occur on certain animals, including humans. Symptoms begin with fever, headache, multiple pains, swollen lymph nodes. Mm-hmm. And, this is the favorite thing. And you're feeling tired. This is followed by a rash that forms blisters and crusts over. The time from exposure to the onset of symptoms is around 10 days. The duration of symptoms is usually 2 to 4 weeks. It can be spread by handling bushmeat and animal bite, or scratch, body fluids, contaminated objects, or close contact with an infected person. Hmm. It can appear similar to chicken pox. The smallpox vaccine can prevent infection with 85% effectiveness. And then in 2019, the monkeypox vaccine, dare I even say it, also known as Imvanex in Europe, was approved for adults in the United States. Okay. I don't know. Do I have to worry about the... it was identified in 1958 among laboratory monkeys in Denmark. But they are not the natural reservoir of the virus. The first cases of humans was found in 1970 in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. All right. Are you worried about monkeypox?
No, it's just another form of something that is, you know, out there. We must be aware of.
Okay, I started choking because I'm thinking, well, are we getting near the midterms? You know, COVID's kind of been put to rest. Now we're going to get hit with monkeypox. And monkeypox is uglier than COVID. Now, I'm not saying it's worse. They're not saying that it's like a killer. But it just looks ugly. I mean, how'd you have, like, to have all these boils on your body that then they crust over? Think about that.
Oh, we're done with that visual.
Okay. Fire up in, well, I tell you what, let's take a break. I want to come back about this fire and what happened and where it was at and how it was handled. But it was right here, close to us. And some more ramifications about getting our town under control here. And this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite is Redding's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. Give our buddies over there a call at 241-3474. Give Doug Tooley a call. It's a veteran-owned business. He takes care of you. Don't call the 800 number. Call this number. He's taken care of our dish needs for years, and I can't say enough about how they do it, their professionalism, and just being good people. 241-3474. B&T Satellite. We'll be right back.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompous of love.
Voters of Shasta County, it's time that we get educated and informed as voters. With elections right around the corner, it's time we keep our focus on what's really important for Shasta County. Seeking common ground, truth and transparency, community first, law and order, and most importantly, electing qualified candidates.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Ed paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for District Attorney, Johnson for Sheriff, Darlene Allen for Clerk, Flores for Superintendent, Browning and Reznor for Supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Skenta Band of Namwaki Indians, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
Violent crime rights.
California under siege.
Arch gang related.
Criminals set free.
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
Increased in shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
I shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House, of course. Charlus Pizza, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the cheesy, creamy, meaty goodness of their hand-tossed crispy crust. It's an experience you won't find anywhere else in Reading. Pizza just brings people together for food and fun. Charlus Tap House also offers house specials, homemade pastas, sandwiches, soups, and delicious salads. Everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous house special every Friday and Saturday night. Tender, mouth-watering prime rib. Remember, Charlus Tap House offers a wall of tap beer, your old favorite brews, and new additions on demand. It's the ultimate beer experience. Just grab your tap wall card at the counter and pour your favorite or try something new. Charlus Tap House, rule number one, come from a homemade pizza. Stay for the beer wall. You'll find Charlus Tap House in two locations, in the Anderson Outlets and in Reading, at the corner of Shasta and East Street. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
California is headed in the wrong direction. Let's make sure we have representatives who fight for us. Assemblyman James Gallagher is that type of representative. When fires destroyed local homes and towns, James Gallagher forced Sacramento to act and got us the needed resources to rebuild. When the Oroville Dam failed, James Gallagher fought the bureaucrats to get the dam fixed and help those that were affected. James Gallagher has always been a fighter for us.
This is James Gallagher. Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies don't listen to us, don't understand our values, and don't care about our part of California. I took Newsom to court to stop his unconstitutional power grab, and I'm fighting the bad ideas, excessive taxes, and high gas prices that are harming our state. With your support, I'll keep fighting for you.
Paid for by James Gallagher for State Assembly 2022.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, 7:37 in the morning here on the 23rd of May. And this portion of the show brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. A community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. With three locations here in the North State, that's Cornerstone Community Bank. All right, so something kind of interesting in the news if you like to follow golf. It seems that the headlines read, Richard Bland's ball stopped and rolled off green by squirrel at the PG&A Championship. So here's how it goes. Between treacherous greens, long, rough, and changing conditions, players at the 2022 PGA Championship have a lot to think about. But for Richard Bland, he realized during Friday's second round that there are many more things to consider, including local wildlife. The English golfer posted a video on social media showing a squirrel choosing his golf ball as something to chew on rather than an acorn. He said, you know, it's going to be a rough week when you play a good recovery shot from under the trees and this little fella gets in the way. To top it off, the ball rolls back off the green and he doesn't
get... Does he get a free drop
no.
out of that?
No. To make matters worse, Bland was unable to move his ball or replay his shot.
Because it's a natural hazard.
Yes.
The fire. Hey, we had a fire out there at Benton Air Park. Across the road, across Placer, on the other side. I was coming back and coming back into town, and there's a fire was there, and the a number of fire trucks, battalion chiefs, all of us were out there, and they hit this thing and they hit it pretty hard. I did not realize, and I should have. This is an area of like a quarry. They said something about a quarry there, and I had not seen a quarry back there, but this is where there's a lot of transient activity, and they get fires out here all the time. So that's exactly what happened, was a fire, unattended campfire got loose. And I was thinking, this is where we had this, you know, we had these big fires, you know, during that car fire era, and fires coming up that canyon and all this. So again, unattended fires, transients out there, attempting. I'm not sure if they're attempting to burn what they're burning, but it got away, and they could have destroyed homes right there. Richard, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, buddy. Hey, big story happened this past week. I'm not sure if you've seen it. The city of Reading bogus land deal. It's a huge story.
Yep, we talked about it. We talked about it on Friday. That this has gone. Yeah, this has gone back into.
Well, do you have any updates?
Well, yeah, I've got an angle on this story nobody else covers.
Okay.
And it's the Brown Act violations that occurred. So when they hold closed session land negotiations prior to an open session, that is a Brown Act violation. Also in the Brown Act, anything done in closed session in violation of Brown Act can be nullified and voided. Yes, you heard that correctly.
Richard, is it just land deals? I mean, if they're meeting in closed session, and the Brown Act is something like, are you talking about the part of it where no more than two of them can talk about it at one time?
Well, you're talking a quorum, but that's a separate issue than closed session meetings, which, yes, there must be a quorum in a present for closed also.
Yeah.
But that's a separate item, and everybody, please read that document from Judge Wood as the Superior Court document. So it's all these matters we're discussing have been adjudicated. Now, the lawyers that represented the tribe when River Tribe did not specifically go after the Brown Act violations, but the facts of the Brown Act violations are in that court document. So I encourage everybody to show up at the June 7th City of Reading Council meeting. Yes, it's on Election Day. 6 p.m. And I really hope Mr. Tippin and Mr. DeWalt are already filling out their resignation papers, because their violations of city policies, procedures, Brown Act violations, etc., violating the Streets and Highways Code, it is amazing, Carl. And here's my prediction: just like the recall was a catalyst for our county changing the direction, I think this is going to be the catalyst for the city of Reading to start changing its direction. It's that big, Carl.
Well, you know, the way it was handled offended a lot of people, and because of that, when the proposed sale of the land down by the river came up, people's antennas were up. The difference in that was, when they went into their closed session, they said we're not going to talk about this. It's going to be open session, which is what should have happened with the Reading Rancheria surplus land deal. I mean, when I read what the judge said, you know, the final thing is they didn't follow their rules, the state's rules. They didn't follow any rules when they did this, and at the same time, the city council gets a raise. But it goes back to our board. It goes back to the city council, though. You know, why were they so? Why did they want to sell that land so quickly? Why did it need to be kind of kept in a little box there? You know, I mean, it's why. You know, was it what kind of quid pro quo went with the city council and the people that bought it? I mean, from what I understand, they talked to the people before the offer was made. I mean, there's a number of things in there. I just really would, because I'm not a lawyer. I don't follow it like you or other, you know, or real legal authorities do. But I would like to find out what happened on that, you know, because the citizens of Reading, may be on the hook for legal fees. And
Well, that's not clear yet,
but we could be. And but it, you know, we were indemnified on this for $100,000, which is why DeQuisto voted against. He says, "No, we got to be totally indemnified because they're going to sue." Well, now they have to give the land back. They have to, or they have to put the land back into the city, and then the cost of the lawsuit. I wonder. Redding Rancheria is going to join us. Redding Rancheria is going to join us Wednesday, awesome. By the way, at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and they'll tell you what I'm going to say right now. This has everything to do with the Nomlaki tribe in Corning trying to get in collusion with the county and the city to block the Wind River expansion in that strawberry field. That's what that parcel.
Oh yeah.
0.4 acres, Carl. The land was worth $1,000. The Shasta Trust paid $3,000. So there's going to be a lot of careers. And et cetera, damaged and destroyed over a 0.4-acre parcel of land, Carl.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen. I hope that we find,
well,
you know, I hope
I'm
some
sorry.
Other stuff comes out. You know, I mean, yeah, if there's, you know, we've had, there's been a lot of change, however, if it was done incorrectly, if it was done backdoorish, yeah, somebody needs to pay. Thank you.
Charles, already been adjudicated. The judge already found out that all these laws and policies and procedures are violated. There's no if. It's already been done.
Well, that's so, true. That's true. Things have been violated, but it, you know, were they violated in such a way that it, I mean, because we violate laws, I mean, that's why they have court cases, you know.
So the city of Redding has been doing these sideways land deals for a long time. They did it with Turtle Bay. They did it with this parcel. And guarantee you they've done it with others for so long. They've been unaccountable for so long, Carl. Now it's time for the people to hold the city accountable. Thank you very much for the time today.
You bet. Okay, got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. It's a veteran-owned business. He doesn't take any chances with your safety or his family's safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. He guarantees his work for life, and it will give you a free inspection and analysis. Just come on down to 3208 South Market Street. There's a big sign there that says Crackmaster Windshield Repair, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. We'll be right back, 7:47 in the morning, and it's 69 degrees out there.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our communities when minutes matter.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460
AM. Gotta love this song.
Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. 605-4567 is our phone number. 7:53 in the morning, 23rd of May. 69 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Hubert, Estate Granite, has been in the business of working with families, but homeowners and businesses for over 20 years. He can take any form of stone, granite, marble, slate, tile, and make it beautiful inside your home or business. He'll work with you. He sits down with you for a free consultation and then comes up with the plan to make your place beautiful. Give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. On the phone, Kevin Cry. Good morning, Kevin.
How you doing this morning, Carl?
Fine. Candidate for 1st District Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, I just caught the tail end of Rich Gallardo, so I'm not sure if you guys had been talking about the City of Reading thing all morning or not.
That's okay. We started on Friday when this thing. I got something on Thursday, saying it had that the Rancheria had won the case big time. And so we announced that it was either Thursday or Friday, and we talked about it, but didn't have enough time. And then so we discussed it a lot more this morning. You know, ramifications, you know, how it was, you know, how was it done was, it's for $3,000, you know, is this going to cost the city a lot of money? You know, are we on the hook for all the legal fees? So,
I don't think it's only the money, right? It's some of the things that you can't quantify, like public trust, right? I mean, the city of Reading could have a huge lawsuit, and people probably should could and should lose their jobs over this. But really, what's the really disheartening thing is the public trust, right? Because when I started my candidacy, and I started to hear whispers of different things going on, whether it's county, city, you always hear that stuff about in Sacramento, Washington, D.C. You know, and friends I've had forever said, are you going to start wearing a tinfoil hat, Kevin? We just started joking around. But this is the exact reason, Carl, there needs to be a major overhaul, because it is egregious, especially when you have an attorney sitting on the council giving you basically free legal advice. And for that not to be followed, you're talking about an agendized thing. And the other thing that bothers me, and I got to tell you, I really appreciate you covering this on your show, as well as others this weekend. And it's not about a candidacy thing, but it's really about letting the public in to what's really going on. Because what's frustrating is our quote-unquote mainstream media locally, just like the Hunter Biden laptop, that happens the 11th hour, that thing gets buried. Well, now we have this, and the mainstream, you know, Record Searchlight, Channel 7, Channel 24, it's like radio silence, like nothing. And it's really, really disheartening, because the people I talk to, they want accountability, and they want to be informed of that stuff. And it's a shame that is going on here in Shasta County.
Well, I think that we as citizens here in Shasta County, we've got to pay attention. And, you know, there's certain, you know, things are happening around that we need to find out why it happened, how it happened, and how to prevent it from happening again. Is it a simple mistake, or is it some kind of collusion thing? And if it's a collusion thing, if it's something that was ignored, if they were told don't do this, and they decided they wanted to do it anyway because they had picked sides, somebody's got to pay for this.
From what I read, the average surplus land deal like this takes 2 to 3 years, and this was 11 days. Kind of reminds me of like Dumb and Dumber, right, where Harry and Lloyd are going to Colorado, but they end up, you know, 600 miles away. It's like, you know, a wrong turn is one thing, and, you know, okay, it costs you 5 minutes, but you don't go 500 or 1,000 miles. This was either the most egregious thing in our county government, or we have the most It wasn't county.
It was city.
This was a city thing.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Well, hey, thanks, Carl. Have a great day.
You too. I'd like to find out what was this, you know, 11 days to, you know, when we are saying about the civic, well, it takes, you know, months and months and months to declare something surplus. Maybe there's a different set of rules if it's a small piece of property. Something to find out. This is Open Line Monday. Yeah, how'd that happen? Linda, how'd I let this be Open Line Monday?
Well, because
of the rodeo.
Yeah, no, because
maybe I thought we wouldn't be here today.
I don't know, but it's really nice to have people call in. And yeah, and yeah, when we caught wind of this very subject, we were, well, actually when it all came down the first time, and we know some of the players on both sides.
Yeah. We know all the players.
And
from both sides.
You know, this kind of thing does go on in,
you don't like to
in
think,
property
okay,
deals.
Here's
in what, property, it does.
Yeah. Here's what I don't want to think. I don't want to think it was the phone's ringing. Does
That's
anybody
right.
hear that? Is it just me? Are my ears ringing?
No.
You know what? Ever since I was standing next to
the
loudspeaker,
the
loudspeaker at the rodeo, I haven't heard.
Oh, no.
You know what? Your lips move, and
no.
Sometimes I can't understand.
Wait, I don't want to hear about it.
Huh?
First, we were under the whistle at the pancake breakfast.
Oh, gosh.
Next.
That
night, when you're back in the chutes, I was back in the chutes. Now you take what it is to be amped up behind the chutes. It was like being at a rock concert with that boom that hits your belly that you think you're going to be nauseous. I'm just still exhausted from it. I mean, it's great. Don't get me wrong. It was wonderful, but I'm with you. I'm like,
we got to at least. We'll be right back after the news.
Okay.
All right.
For choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street trying to claw its way back from recent heavy losses. Benchmarks started the week higher this morning. President Biden in Japan, second stop of his six-day Asian trip, acknowledges that the U.S. economy has problems, but he says they're less consequential than the rest of the world has. He says it could take some time to get inflation under control. Mr. Biden also addressing a sore point in U.S. relations with communist China.
Our policy toward Taiwan has not changed at all.
While saying that the United States would respond militarily if Beijing invades Taiwan, the president adds the U.S. is not seeking confrontation.
We remain committed to supporting the peace and stability across the Taiwan Straits and ensuring that there is no unilateral change of the status quo.
Voters head to the polls tomorrow in five states holding primaries. Georgia is one of those states. That's where Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams labeled Georgia the worst state in which to live.
Abrams is benefiting from being unopposed in the Democratic primary for governor. She's the presumptive nominee, instead using the time to spread her message while Republicans have been fighting. Polls show a tight race with Republican Governor Brian Kemp narrowly ahead of David Perdue, who was recruited by former President Donald Trump. Abrams' campaign is sharpening attacks on both. Democrats also hope that Georgia's continued growth in non-white voters will aid Abrams.
That's correspondent Julie Walker. The sentence, life in prison for a 21-year-old Russian soldier, a standing trial for war crimes in Ukraine, specifically the fatal shooting of a 62-year-old unarmed Ukrainian civilian. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 464 points. The NASDAQ ahead 30. The S&P is up 40 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Beijing extending orders for workers and students to stay home and is ordering additional mass testing as cases of COVID again rise in the Chinese capital.
Numerous residential compounds in Beijing have restricted movement in and out, although conditions remain far less severe than in Shanghai, where millions of citizens have been under varying degrees of lockdown for 2 months. Beijing has reported an uptick in cases to 99, rising from a previous daily average of around 50. Meanwhile, Shanghai has reported that 480,000 people are still confined to their homes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Refugee Agency says a number of people forced to flee conflict, violence, human rights violations, and persecution has crossed the milestone of 100 million for the first time on record, propelled by the war in Ukraine and other deadly conflicts around the globe. News and analysis at townhall.com. Some confusion coming down to the finish line of a high-profile NASCAR event.
With $1 million on the line, drivers threw caution to the wind in the NASCAR All-Star Race at Texas Motor Speedway, and at the end of the night, it was Ryan Blaney taking home the big check. Blaney survived four separate stages, avoided multiple cautions, and as he crossed the finish line, the caution came out. He thought he had won the race and dropped his window net, but the race wasn't over, and then he had to resecure the net and hold off Denny Hamlin, who was chasing him down from second. Austin Cindric finished third. Jerry Jordan, Fort Worth, Texas.
The average price of regular gasoline spiked 33 cents over the past 2 weeks, now at $4.71 per gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg saying the price increase comes amid higher crude oil costs and tight gasoline supplies. The average price at the pump is now $1.61 higher than it was 1 year ago. You got on Wall Street, the Dow up 543 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bob, we're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on KCNR. Today, the 23rd of May, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning there.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Okay. Now, Linda.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, and we love, of course, the folks over at Four Winds Jewelry. They're going to do a lot of they're going to go the extra mile for you. I had gone in and a piece of jewelry caught my eye, and it happened to be beautiful turquoise that I could wear to, you know, during rodeo time. I love the older vintage pieces, and they had something like that. And of course, they work with Carl in order to make it fit, make it wonderful. And so, you know, if you take a loose stone over there or watches and repairs and all that stuff, you really value your pieces or your estate pieces or mom's ring or grandmother's watch or that kind of thing. So Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Let's go to the phones. We have a caller, Dolores. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I know you were asking, Carl, how did this happen in the city of Reading with the land? I'll tell you a quick answer for that. It's we the people, I believe it's us. We can't blame everything on the city council or any public officials, what they do, because we should be paying attention and doing more. And so we allow them because we don't get involved as much as we should. And I've been involved since 2001. So, I mean, that's a long time. But it's not free advice like Kevin Christ said. It's not free advice from an attorney giving them, you know, for the public officials, it's not free. The taxpayers are paying for that. So, you know, we need to pay attention more, getting more involved instead of waiting for somebody else to kind of do the job for us, you know, and we can't blame everybody for our, you know, it's our fault. We have to take part of the blame for it, you know?
Oh, I believe in that. I believe that if we're not acting as, you know, but here's the thing. Yeah, we should, you know, we vote, we should know what, you know, what the candidates are saying, what they're standing for. But when they get in there, you know, is there a watch? I mean, do we have to stand and act as watchdogs, or shouldn't we be able to have this some modicum of trust that says they're going to do the right thing? And, you know, and but also.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Verified, but still, I mean,
right.
All the things, you know, how many decisions do they make literally a year? And I'm right. Talking a generic, not this group, but just a generic group. How many decisions? Thousands, right? So there's got to be some trust there. And unfortunately, if the trust is damaged, now you start looking and you go, well, are they going to do that again? Anyway.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I try to expose people before they get in office. That's why what I do. And some people, you know, get mad for me exposing the truth. And all I'm trying to do is tell the people who this person is before they get in office.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, Dolores.
But thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Okay.
Liam, do we have another caller? All right. He's writing it on a board in there. So. Board.
Hey, you know what? I'm just reading this headline of this online newspaper. Or news, it's not a newspaper. It says, destructive board majority wins again. Shasta County loses distinguished embattled CEO. Well, see, that's a misleading, in my opinion. That's a very misleading headline. There was one supervisor that questioned Matt Pontus, and then the whole board of supervisors met together, and four of the five gave him a big thumbs up, saying that he got a big vote of confidence. So to say is that it's the board majority wins again, no, that's not true, and totally untrue. The board wanted to keep Pontus. Pontus, though, I can understand, probably wanted to go someplace else. Let's go to the phones. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I went, Tom, doing good. How are you guys this morning?
Good, thanks. What's on your mind?
You survived rodeo week.
You know, sometimes I wonder, yeah. Sometimes it would be two or three days
I'm
into the
sure
next
I'm not sure yet.
Week.
I can't tell you. I think today I'm starting to come on. We're starting to slide down a little bit. We've got to, you know, hold up.
Hey, so Kevin Cry was too polite to say it, but the thing that spells about all this is that Erin Reznor was on the city council, and if I remember right, she was actually the mayor at the time when that land deal was done, and she voted for it.
Yeah.
It's documented. And now the same group that bought that land happens to be the one financing some of her election. And that just stinks to high heaven.
Well,
it just smells like, you know, hey, here we go, right back to the good old boy system.
Well, if you mean the Sierra Pacific and then the tribe from south, I don't know if Erin Reznor, when she made this decision, this is well before she made the decision to run, right?
However, the same outfit that bought the land.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true.
And now they're funding part of her campaign. If that doesn't just throw red flags up at people, then they've got their heads in the sand.
What I went to the paper at too was, you know, they've talked about the Liberty Committee and who's in charge of it and all this and how much money's been flowing through. And I said, well, are you going to do the other side, you know, which is predominantly Sierra Pacific and the tribe? I said, you know, if you're doing one side, just to be fair, as newspapers should be, you should do the other side. So far, crickets, but who knows?
Yep. So you'll get crickets out of the Record Searchlight, Channel 7 News, you know, all the, you know, it's like the one caller said, you're just, they're not going to report, you know, and everybody wants to vilify a reversion Selno. I have no love affair with the man because our ranch is up by his. I have my own issues. However, the issues he had with the county, I think are spot on.
I think he had, I think those, I think it started into, when the thing started, it could have been settled. It could have been settled, but it, you know, both sides were into this, in doing the, you know, monkey dance at each other. So, it was ridiculous. And, anyway, Reverge is, he's probably always a good interview. So. Okay.
Well, anyway,
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying here.
So, all right, thank you.
You bet. Thank you. This, you know, you've got two warring sides here. You've got the Liberty Committee and Reversion Selmo, who believes in what he's doing. And he's got money to do it. And then on the other side, you have Sierra Pacific, which also has money, and then the tribe down in Corning who are fighting. This one right here is they're fighting on the if the Redding Rancheria is going to be able to move their casino to the freeway. So there's a lot of money going out, and it's not just the Air Pacific that's put money into this. There's other well-known entities in this town that are putting money into it for both sides. So this is probably why every radio station, television station is bought out. When I say bought out, I mean has sold the advertising the way they have. I mean, it is, I've never seen the amount of advertising as I have this time. And it could be because there's a candidate for each, or two candidates for each spot that are being, for the election. I mean, the county clerk, the school, the Office of Education, when's that ever happened? DA happens. Of course, then for the supervisors and the sheriff. Now, let me tell you what else is coming up. City Council. City Council's coming up, and this is going to be a huge election. And let's talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, with the stock market doing all the strange things it's been doing for about the last month, you want somebody that knows what they're doing there. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, Judy's been doing this since 1993. Two separate divisions inside her company. Hey, if you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans, a 401, or just any of your investments, give Judy a call at 221-0441, 221-0441, for a free review and evaluation. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We've elected career politicians for years now, hoping that the homeless problem, crime, wildfires, and water shortages will get better, and instead they all get worse. I am not a career politician. I'm an experienced businessman who knows how to solve problems and think outside the box. I want to work on our problems, not use them as campaign material every 4 years. Stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I'm running for Supervisor in District 5, which includes Anderson, Shingletown, now Happy Valley, and Cottonwood, where I live. The Anderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District is not getting any water in its canals for the first time in over 100 years. Happy Valley is again seeing huge restrictions. Mark Twain said, "Whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over." We are in a fight for sure. The Delta Smelt found some pretty good lawyers, and I think it's time for the citizens, ranchers, and farmers to find some better ones. Our needs must be moved above those of the fish and radical environmentalists. Help me fight. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 Best in the North State to hold a work event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
My name is Vincent Eugene Allen. I'm a doctor and businessman running for insurance commissioner, and I approve this message.
Doctor. Vincent Eugene Allen was born in Cleveland, Mississippi, raised by his grandmother, Rosia H. Miller.
After completing medical school in West Virginia, Dr. Allen began caring for patients in Los Angeles. Businessman Vincent Eugene Allen and his wife, Dr. Connie U. Allen, operate 7 urgent care clinics across Los Angeles, seeing thousands of patients and providing high-paying jobs to the community. Community leader Vincent Eugene Allen was on the front lines of the pandemic, providing food for the quarantined and medical services for the community. He and his family continue to hold charitable events in their community. Vote Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner. Doctor, not politician. Paid for by Dr. Allen for insurance commissioner 2022, FPPC ID 143-9485.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:22 in the morning. It's 73 degrees. It's going to be sunny today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 365-3793. They just pulled it.
All right. So we're open line.
Is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Is in the top 50 hospitals, first of all, and as recognized by the Watson Health Institute, is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals. It's in the top rated by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It's got an A rating from the LeapFrog organization, which rates hospitals throughout all the hospitals throughout the United States, and has in their scores range from A, which is, you know, A, real good, down to F. You may want to check your hospital or your health center to see what rating they had before you go there. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Hello, honey.
Hi. All right. So
I have some other stuff if you're still looking.
No, oh. I'm not. I wanted to talk about something that kind of disturbs me. Do you recall when we had... Oregon, some of the universities that would come down from Oregon, and they partied on our lakes and left a bunch of trash, and it made international headlines, and there was an outcry about the disrespect for the students. Was there any kind of backlash? Do you recall that? Was there any kind of backlash that happened with the university that cracked down?
Yeah, they sent people down.
Yeah.
From the university to clean up Slaughterhouse Island? Is that it?
Something like that.
Something like that. And, yeah, they sent down a bunch of people to clean it up. Now, if you'd gotten there before they did, you could have had a bunch of new Yeti coolers.
Well, the thing is that they did something about it.
Yeah.
All right. So, recently the National Park Service said students reportedly from Georgetown University left litter, broken bottles, and spilled wine and champagne covering the steps of the Lincoln Memorial on Saturday morning after partaking in a graduation celebration. Now, you can't tell me you don't have videos.
Oh, I'm sure
you can't tell me you don't have camera footage. And I would think that is a monument. That, I'm sorry, but I just feel like there should be hard lines, you guys. Draw a hard line about what is acceptable and what is not acceptable and make people accountable for that kind of thing right there. Like, oh, you know what? Just don't leave your stuff laying around. It just makes me so angry.
Well, when they did that right up here at Lake Shasta, the Park Service and other people went to the college, to the university, and they took it real seriously.
Oh, yeah.
They took it real seriously, and they told them, hey, guys are going to be banned from campus if you don't go down there and fix this.
Good. Because
they had photos and videos.
Good.
Now, something. Gas has risen since last year. $1.60
a gallon.
$1.60 a gallon. But that's not, you know, that's an average. Out here, I am seeing finally in Reading $6 gas. $6.10.
With a quarter tank because I can't stand the pain.
To fill it up.
I gotta go. I can't drive with fumes, but I've gotta go, and I just, it makes me just like, I can't.
I don't fill my truck up anymore. First of all, I don't think that they limit you to $150. And then, this is what I heard. Okay. I hate saying this, my friends. This is what I heard.
Oh, boy.
That they've changed the gas pumps. Used to go up to $9.99. I understand they changed it so that it can change to $10 a gallon. When you look at it, it can go to $10 a gallon. Is this scary? I mean, $10, even Europe doesn't pay that. It's six ten right now. I mean, I've seen that in Reading. But I've also seen 535. Did you know what? I'm so happy to see 535. I run down there. I embrace the gas pump. I put my arms around the gas pump and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
Never
you. It's only $5.37. Are you kidding?
Makes me want to have
a
moped.
And then they drop it back down into the fours.
I need a pink moped, by the way. Hey, let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? You're stirring it up this morning.
I have been. You know what? Every time. Why is it when I go to the gas pump, I just kind of feel like, turn around.
What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, yeah.
You feel violated. Hey, listen. You guys are talking about cleaning up. You know, I've got a story. You know, I've always got a story about these crazy yahoos behind my house.
Oh yeah!
But now they made the nice little canal there and the bridge to the island, and now they have two or three camps on the island. Mm. And the gal in crash bags was saying to me yesterday that one of the girls down there on the island said, "Oh, this is wonderful! Look at this paradise! I'm going to have a mirror in my bathroom now." What the hell is going on, guys? We letting them? They're polluting our river. They're polluting our soil.
Did they put a bridge across there?
There's a walk bridge over to the little island that you walk down the island and you can get back another walk bridge back to the.
They built that. The homeless built that there. The transients built.
No. The city built it, dude.
The city built it.
Well, and they've already tagged the bridge, saying it's ours. They tagged it with paint.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's a wonderful sight. You got to go down there and check it out.
I met one of your neighbors at the rodeo, Dave. Sharon is. I mean, no, this is one of the people that is on that lives there full time. That goes down there, and I'm thinking her name's Sharon. She works with United Shasta. Sharon or Karen? I can't remember right now. She talks about going down there and just filling up just bag after bag after bag of trash. It's why we can't. You know, then I talked to an officer and says, "Look, we're getting the fences around it. We're going to be putting. You know, their thinking is that they're going to be able to get their arms around this with the fences and with the new neighborhood police units, and it can go down there on a regular basis. We'll see.
In about 5 years, when I've got my hair all out of my head." When I pulled it all out. Hey, listen, I'm sitting in my house, and every once in a while, there's a guy drives by, and he's got a boom, 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 and it shakes my whole person.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now we got some yahoo out back that does it with a stereo or sundae thing. I don't know if he's got a generator or a big battery or what, but it's constant, and he did it for like 3 hours yesterday. And I want to go down there. You know what I want to do?
Oh, yes.
You know what I want to do?
You want to ask him to turn
And the yelling at 4 a.m. woke my granddaughter up on a work day. She couldn't go back to sleep. And it's continual, but it's always, a lot of times, it's always on the weekend. It starts Friday, and it ends Sunday night, Monday morning. And, I want to get some big, loud. Can I borrow some of your broadcast equipment? And I want to put the Star Spangled Banner on there at 5:30 in the morning.
Why don't you?
And play it for like 3 hours.
Then you switch into classical music. I understand that chases the rats away. So I think why not fight fire with fire? Now the rest of your neighborhood's not going to like it, you know. A sprinkler system that goes out. You know what should work, though?
That'd be nice.
Going to our city council and saying, hey, look, yes, you know who I am, but this is what they're playing boombox for 4 hours. You know, it's...
Yeah, well, see, they
when's enough is enough.
Their house.
No,
recording equipment that I can reach out and record that crap while they're doing it, and then take it up to the city when somebody's up there talking. I'll just start playing this in the background. I go, hey, will you shut that up? I say, I'd like to. This is what happens every day at my house.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Anyway, I just thought I'd call a gripe. And I did send you a birthday wish, Linda.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Dave.
We saw it, Dave.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks so much.
All right. Okay. Love you, man.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Got to take a break. It's 8:32 in the morning here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Your talk radio, we've got to make room for our ads and, of course, some of those political ads as well.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, been going there for 15 years. Since I moved here, why change if something works for you? It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478. We'll be right back.
Violent crime rights.
California under siege.
Arch gang related.
Criminals set free.
Defund their local police.
Police attacked.
Increase in shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
God, shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Voters of Shasta County, I'm Jeanette Logue, and I'm here to endorse our county clerk, Kathy Darling Allen. With over 17 years of experience under her belt, Kathy has led our county through 9 general elections, primary and special elections. With integrity, she and her team have counted and certified over 1.5 million votes. She believes in our democracy, in the U.S. and California constitutions, with transparency and efficiency. Through her leadership, Kathy's office has been recognized for operating one of the most efficient county elections offices in the state. Join me in voting for Kathy Darling Allen for our county clerk.
And paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darling Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Resner for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Pascenta Band of Nomlaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bottmer on Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 AM. Two grueling hours. Phone lines here, 605.
We are taking your calls today. It is open line.
Open
line.
That. We've got plenty of time left, too. 605-456.
Who was in the stands when the bull came through? Curious about that.
Well,
were you, people were actually out by the restrooms a couple of, one person we know, we kind of slightly, how can you be slightly grazed? Slightly grazed.
I talked to her after that. Yep. And she's one of the ladies that worked down there, a young lady. And it pushed her into the table. And the, then there was, I think there was a young man, 15 years old. He got horned a little bit. But I tell you, I think everybody has heard of Cleary's and Robbie Cleary.
Mm-hmm.
And Robbie just got married to Ed Harrison.
Yes,
and
congratulations.
Then, they were there with, Debbie Morgan. And they were standing by the bathrooms, which is, oh, the bathrooms there are like, you know, flushable, air-conditioned. I mean, they're pretty cool.
They have those kinds out in Anselmo's.
Right. Had those. Anyway, they're standing there when the bull goes by. and here I come.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, running up. Why am I chasing the bull, first of all? I'm not sure because I don't know what to do. If it turned, I would just find the largest truck I could find and climb up on it. But I asked if they were okay, and they were, you know what, this is the kind of, yeah, we're okay, and they're laughing, you know, I guess, you know, I mean, they're laughing because they were okay. I don't mean laughing because they were, you know, of that. It was just like, whoa.
I mean, I think there's an adrenaline. I know I couldn't go to bed till.
I mean, you're standing there, and you're minding your own business, and then a 2,000-pound bull comes past you, crashes through the other side. I mean, I'd be giggling, too. So, okay, this shortage of baby formula. It looks like the CEO of the main plant here, Abbott Industries, this guy by the name of Robert Ford, who, by the way, Robert Ford is the one that killed Jesse James. Probably not the same guy. He apologized for
exasperated.
Thank you. No.
Making
the baby formula shortage worse. And in an opinion piece he wrote, "We're sorry that we have let everybody down due to our voluntary recall of the nation's baby formula." And why they did it was found that some of them, they had four cases of children being getting ill because of bacterial infections. And they announced May 16th that they had reached a deal with the Food and Drug Administration to reopen the Sturgis plant. I mean, this thing closed back in February, and nothing has said that it's going to be opening quick. And there's, you know, and people say, well, can't you feed your children other things? I mean, I'm not so stupid as Bette Midler to make a statement like, well, just let them, you know, feed at the breast. I mean, there's a lot of women that can't breastfeed for a variety of reasons. So they need the formula. But there are some children, some babies that have been hospitalized because they can't consume other milk or formula. So they need this stuff called Elecare. Mm-hmm. ELE Care. It's a formula made for them specifically. So right now about 45% of the stores, or we have about 45% of the baby formula that we need. The Biden administration has just flown in 74,000 pounds of it from Europe. They were buying it in Europe and bringing it back. I don't know if it's being distributed yet. They're saying, though, from Abbott Industries, from the time we restart production at the site, they're going to start in June, it will take 6 to 8 weeks before product is available on shelves. So, what do we go to third world nations and ask them? I mean, in third world nations, without that formula, they're dead. There is no backup.
There are so many things that come to mind. Is that when we think back and in tribal times, is that that a child would have been passed around to sisters or family members or somebody else who was producing milk if the mother couldn't dried up or
wet
whatever.
Nurse.
It
was. Wet nurse.
Absolutely.
Or mom was out working.
And it was perfectly acceptable to, and in some of the royalty, it would have been a wet nurse, was because I guess if you're a royal, you didn't breastfeed, you had a wet nurse that did it. So my question, I have a couple of things that come to my mind. Is there something that we're missing, how we as to try to be industrious in a way, maybe that's not the right word, creative in a way to figure out how, without going to a store and buying a can of something, how we could make
the kind of gruel that they need.
The food.
Because they didn't have it before in the, they didn't have it in the 1800s.
No.
And yet, you know, if mother couldn't give milk, but then that's where you got into wet nurses and
right.
all that. I'm not sure. And, but then you've got some children just can't take milk. And I think maybe they just didn't live, back then. So what did they do before? I mean, before, you know, baby formula came
right.
out, is there a way to make it yourself? I don't know. That's a good question. I do know that the idea of wet nursing, though, is, I mean, that's still being done. Look at your brother when he was in Guam, when your mom was having, you know, him, he was a baby and he was being babysat by the really nice Guamanian women there that, you know, he wet nursed off that. They passed him around.
You don't know that.
They passed him around the village.
Well, first of all, Carl doesn't know that. Second of all, we always tease him because my dad was in the Navy and my mom went to work after 2 weeks of giving birth and she had Guamanians take care of Lee and
well,
it could have very well been.
And you know
it's
what?
It's a natural thing in many, many cultures that you just pass the baby.
I just know is that when I show him a photo of a Guamanian woman, he goes,
it's not.
It's familiar.
Really, it's really not funny.
It is funny.
And at the same time.
And I'm going to send this segment to him. So we have to
well,
take a break.
When Dr. Spock? I mean, I was a bottle-fed baby. There was a time when I don't know if it was whoever it was. Like get the baby immediately. I don't know. So. Back, that would have been the late 50s, early 60s. I'm not really sure. If I would have had children, I think I would have really wanted to let nature take its course, and I would have been wanting to be natural with my child and breastfeed him. I think that that's how you get, you know, the natural antibodies and the things that you need in your body is through that. That's just a feeling I have, and I've talked to many mothers
fat.
That way.
It's
yes.
a proven mm-hmm. fact. So, okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hey kids, what's your favorite kids' meal at Black Bear Diner? Is it a mini volcano, burger sliders, chicken strips, or strawberry French toast? This month, have a grown-up bring you into Black Bear Diner, and while you're here, ask for a happy cupcake coloring sheet, get creative, and have them post your creation for a chance to win a meal for you and your favorite adult. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Happening this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Axiom Repertory Theater presents live on stage, Mel Brooks' madcap comedy, Young Frankenstein.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Young Frankenstein, May 6th through the 29th. Tickets at the box office on Bocelli Lane or online at axreptheater.com.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlize Tap House, of course. Charlize Pizza, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlize will not disappoint when you bite into the cheesy, creamy, meaty goodness of their hand-tossed crispy crust. It's an experience you won't find anywhere else in Reading. Pizza just brings people together for food and fun. Charlize Tap House also offers house specials, homemade pastas, sandwiches, soups, and delicious salads. Everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous house special every Friday and Saturday night. Tender, mouth-watering prime rib. Remember, Charlize Tap House offers a wall of tap beer, your old favorite brews, and new additions on demand. It's the ultimate beer experience. Just grab your tap wall card at the counter and pour your favorite, or try something new. Charlize Tap House, rule number one. Come from a homemade pizza. Stay from a beer wall. You'll find Charlize Tap House in two locations, in the Anderson Outlets and in Reading, at the corner of Shasta and East Street. Charlize Tap House, for dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Turn it
hey,
on.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know, Liam's still breaking in, and you and I are so weird to work with.
I know. It's different every day.
Thanks for staying with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely, we're molding with each other. Hey, here's the weather, okay? It's going to be 93 today, overnight lows of 64, tomorrow calls for 98, Tuesday night 70, 103, we're going to break that triple digit on Wednesday with a high of 103 and overnight lows of 66, Thursday mostly sunny with a high of 94 and Friday 86. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Let's go to the phones. Ron, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got a question. Who are the Milwaukee Indians?
Who are the what?
I think on your commercial it says something about the Milwaukee Indians. Maybe I'm not pronouncing it right.
Is that the ones that are in support of Aaron Reznor and that group?
I think it is.
Yeah,
I think
it's the ones. I think they're down in Corning.
Oh,
that
okay.
Group.
So
that
that's
group.
The ones that Sheriff Johnson and Stephanie Bridges and all are siding in with. That doesn't sound very nice against our local tribe here.
I think it's the group that that it's a pack, kind of like the Liberty Group. So.
Okay, sounds like a wolf pack to me. It doesn't sound like it's somebody I want to support. If that's the case, they're going against our own local tribe. That's kind of disturbing for me. Chief Johnson and Stephanie Bridges and the lady that won't stand for the flag salute and all that kind of disappoints me a little bit.
Okay, thank you.
I'll have to think about that one. Thank you.
You bet.
And let me see, Roberta.
Hello,
yeah, Roberta. Yeah. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. I am here.
Okay.
Hey, I wanted to say that my mother's family were allergic to milk, and my aunts were born in the, 1898 and 1900.
Uh-huh.
And they were both raised on oat milk.
Okay.
Oat milk. Okay.
Yes, yes.
That's
so there's another alternative.
You have to have another alternative.
Well, you know, almond milk. Almond milk has just been kind of like in the last few years, but oat milk, because it had to be something that they could use. Because I know back during the Depression and all that, they had formula. But, okay.
Well, when you think of it, they didn't have blenders either, so it had to be really oat water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jeez.
But maybe it was fermented. I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah. Okay.
Fermented oat milk.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Roberta.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we wanted to talk about when we...
Talk about Saturday night.
Well, we stayed for the entire rodeo. Now, how many times did you stay to the end? A lot of times, got to hurry up and get out, the parking, blah, blah, but we stayed from the beginning to the very end. And then... Went and danced afterwards, and then we thought, okay, and I said, I'm not ready to go home yet. So we were driving around, where do we want to go? We need to find something that's open. At this point, I think maybe it was 10:30, maybe 11.
11 o'clock by then.
So we went to...
It's a little difficult to find places that are open at 11 o'clock downtown. So we found O'Leary's.
We went to O'Leary's, and they weren't serving food.
No, they weren't.
We had a shot. And it was really cool. It reminded me of the bar. I haven't been there out in a long time like that because we're always getting up in the morning early. So it was kind of cool. It reminded me of the bars in Nashville. I said, man, this is a cool scene. It reminds me of, you know, the Nashville days. Then we were like, Carl goes, I'm hungry. I want to do something. So we just walked down and went to the taco place. It's called Raliberto's Taco Shop.
Yeah,
it's right Raliberto. In the corner of Placer.
Thanks, Jared.
And I'm looking at it right now. Okay, so I had three.
Wait a minute. It's on the corner of Placer and California Street.
Yeah.
There have been other things there.
Right.
But it is there now.
Right next to where the Enjoy Store used to be.
Right. And it's in between where Enjoy Store would have been and O'Leary's.
Well, it was so fun to watch the crowd because we had people pouring in from the rodeo, people pouring in ages,
a
lot of to-go, people coming in their pajamas and their slippers, some people in there still in their nightclub trying to eat, you know, and get a little off their, maybe some of their buzz. But it was interesting and it was really good.
Food was
I had
excellent.
Three crispy tacos, and I usually
tacos.
Don't eat that late at night. It was just really fun.
Yeah.
It was so fun, and so I said, you know, at least twice a month we need to go downtown and kind of walk around and pop in there and get an appetizer and go in there for a cocktail and go in there and just feel it, do it, support it.
Well, it's a different group of people that you see, and it was fun. They had a lot of people coming in for like this DoorDash to pick up food.
Right.
Then other people had called it in and come down to pick it up, where we just ate there. And if you really want to take a look at what's happening at midnight in Reading, this is a great spot because, you know, it's kind of like where everything converges. And we watched this one girl who was hopelessly
outside, thank God.
Drunk.
Yeah.
But her girlfriend was right there. And taking
mm-hmm.
care of her and then watching other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, you know what? And I thought, okay, we're going to be surrounded by homeless. No, there was just a couple. So it kind of goes by what they say. You get a lot of people moving back and forth, you know.
And there was a big influx of, I don't know, 20-somethings that looked like they just got out of some kind of
concert.
They were in t-shirts and shorts, like they were almost I don't
athletic
know,
team.
Kind of an athletic thing. And, you know, after we ordered and it took us a minute. All of a sudden, the line went all the way outside the door. So there was, you know, that was Saturday night at 11 o'clock. So I don't know.
Once you ordered and sat down, it took like 3 minutes to get you.
Well, they open at 9. I'm looking at it right now. They open at 9, believe it or not. So I don't know how late they stay open, but obviously we were there.
That guy was under assault there, too. I mean, he was working. Anyway, okay, enough of that. We're gonna be talking fire. We're gonna be talking water tomorrow. With what's coming up, to be able to, how do we get ready? How do we take care of this? And then the water. What are we doing with our water issues? All of this tomorrow on Free Fire Radio. Everybody, have a great day out there. Recover if you need it from the weekend, and let's get ready for Memorial Day.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.